This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
3 o'clock hour, of course. I was just watching video of Boomer and Geo from CBS Sports Radio Network fielding phone calls about Jackson Dart and just, you know, like it's just, you know, people exploding with anger and Geo losing his mind or whatever. And then I look at our text line and it's all about snow cones and slush puppies and Kona ice. And I just, yeah. I thank Hashem and our listeners for being who you are, for allowing this dysfunctional radio family to exist the way that it exists on Miami radio, because I mean, they are in the weeds on network radio and New York radio. They are in the weeds.
I was boots on the ground, as you like to say, yeah, in Green Bay, and I'm at dinner and people are asking me about Ty Warren and Mason Graham. And I'm like, listen, son, I don't know who you're speaking of. What are we talking about here? What's the best slushy flavor? Like, I can't do it.
I know. There's something special about what we do. Because someone had texted in almost an hour into the show. Nobody mentioned the Barkov hit. And I said, well, Clay mentioned it at the end. But we did mention slush puppies, Kona ice, and snow cones, which I think is more important than anything else that transpired last night. Let's do cat talk real quick. Start out the 3 o'clock hour. Solana, give us a little cat talk. Cone of ice.
Pina colada. Slurpees.
Cone of ice. I will tell you, because I posted video on Twitter and Instagram of Omar saying that pina colada is his favorite and go-to Slurpee flavor. A lot of people DM me. They're like, he's 100% right on this. And then he sent me video today at a 7-Eleven. He bought a scratch-off and he got a pina colada Slurpee. So I guess that is a standard flavor at 7-Eleven. I think I just always ignore the other flavors other than cherry or Coke.
See, and this is the difference, too, is that I think this is cultural, too. Y'all want these distinct names. We go colors. Black people go red, blue, white. Yeah. So, yeah, white is white's always there, and it's pina colada, but we just call it
pina
white.
Colada.
Red,
so what is it? It tastes, I'm guessing, like a pina colada, like it's got like coconut pineapple flavor.
Exactly. Coconut pineapple. It's delicious.
It sounds delightful. I have so many things that I could drill down into this because I Solana doubling down on cone of ice as I am actively making fun of him for cone of ice. Mm-hmm. But I want to know who has ever referred to a snow cone as a cone of ice.
Solana, maybe Daniel. I don't know if it's a family thing.
Where have you heard that before?
Mm-hmm. And you asking Crowder what a pina colada flavored slushy would taste like isn't something you want to drill down into, because
yeah, not so much. I'd like to drill down into the cone of ice.
What else would it taste like? A piece of chocolate? Like a pina colada, Hawk?
I mean, it could taste, I don't know, like pineapple. Could taste like coconut. Okay. You know, they get cutesy with these names. Huh. I mean, you think it really tastes like a pina colada?
It does. It does.
You're telling me
they have them at 7-Eleven.
I can get a Slurpee and I'm going to feel like I'm drinking a frozen piña colada.
With no liquor, but yes.
I'll go right now.
I have a tough time believing that.
You want me to go right now? There's 7-Eleven across the street. I'll go right now to the 7-Eleven.
Jimmy, call 7-Eleven and ask them what the piña colada flavor tastes like.
I like this. I like Jimmy on the phone.
Jimmy on the phone is the best thing we have stumbled across in the 10 years we've been doing this show.
Uncomfortable, too.
That's the bit. I want you to call 7-Eleven and ask, do you have pina colada flavored Slurpees? And then say, what does it taste like?
So, Jimbo,
Jimmy
come on,
was,
baby.
Jimmy thought I was just yapping on the air. Solana's actually getting the phone and a phone number. We're not putting them on the air. We're just watching Jimmy do this.
Yep. We can listen to Jimmy. We're just not putting the other people on the air.
Won't put the other people on the air. Come on, Jimmy.
Come through.
They're not answering? I feel like 7-Eleven always answers the phone.
They should.
Because the other place we called, I understood not answering. But 7-Eleven, they are always standing right behind the counter.
But what are you calling to ask a gas station?
That's the funny thing.
Do you have gas left? I just
right. Like, what could you pause? Are you open? We're 7-Eleven, jackass.
Yeah, I don't know.
They didn't answer, Jimmy?
No, they did not answer.
All right, well, let's play it out as
one
if they
more.
Did.
Wait,
I
one
answer.
More.
Hello.
We can do one more.
Oh, we got another one? What? Why do
I straight to voicemail?
Voicemail. 7-Eleven has a voicemail. Leave them your number and ask them to call you back.
Jimmy, leave a voicemail asking them the question. Hey, this is Jimmy. I just want to know.
All right, what's your cat talk, Solana?
How is it possible that we've called 5 different stores this week with Jimmy on the line and nobody's answered? How's that
I don't
possible?
Think businesses answer their phones anymore. We don't at the radio station. We don't have a receptionist. I don't know what happens if you call our radio station. I know that you're not going to get through to a human.
Nope.
I would say we have a house phone because it comes in the bundle. And when the house phone rings, and it's usually, you know, it's a scammer or some salesman, everybody in the house looks confused. We start looking at each other. Right. Hey, what's that noise? Well, what's going on here?
Yeah, we don't even have a landline anymore. It just never got used.
Yeah. I have a bundle.
Yeah. How's your bundle?
Doesn't work very well because y'all always complain about my internet, but we have a bundle.
Been surprisingly good today. I'm sure I just jinxed it by saying that, but it's been good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nobody's home. I'm home by myself today. I think the kids are stealing my bandwidth. Yeah.
Could be it.
So here's your cat talk. Brandon Hagel, I dare you to come through Kendall. I dare you to step foot in Kendall. Really, step foot anywhere in South Florida.
The last I saw was from Jameson Olive, covers the Panthers. Says Paul Maurice says Barkov has not been ruled out for game 3, but there are no further updates. Paul Maurice had no comment on the Hagel hit. There's a hearing today. In the NHL, there's a hearing about that hit. Very possible that Hagel gets suspended.
And did Hagel bite off? Like, we have some dogs now.
Oh,
Hagel.
He bit off. You are not.
You saw Chucky? You saw Chucky at the end of the game?
Did you see the chirping from Matthew Tkachuk and Brad Marchand at the end of the game? Like, yes, he bit something off that the Panthers are going to chew for him.
I was going to say, because I was watching the draft. I didn't see the game. Then I was on the plane this morning in the airports, and I started watching clips, and I was like, oh, this dude is about to get effed up here in the next couple games.
He's about to find out. I see a tweet from Katie Engelson, who's part of the Scripps broadcast. Head coach Paul Maurice did not comment on the Brandon Hagel hit on Barkov. However, he was asked a question about defending Nikita Kucherov, and how they've been able to make him uncomfortable every time he's on the ice. Quote from Paul Maurice, "The only players we hit are the ones that have pucks." So kind of an indirect shot there at Brandon Hagel.
Jack.
But they'll handle their business. They will handle their business.
Targets on his back. He better keep his head on the swivel.
It was a dirtbag hit.
Yeah. No, I
as,
you know,
NHL player safety Twitter account, which is the official Twitter account for the NHL Department of Player Safety, says Tampa Bay's Brandon Hagel will have a hearing today for interference against Florida's Alexander Barkov.
Yeah, I love physicality. You know, I love a good echo of the whistle play. Like, I like guys like that. That was just a cheap shot. Like, that was ridiculous.
I'm surprised he got the 5-minute major, honestly, because it tends to not work out that way for the Florida Panthers, especially because you have a team with Matthew Tkachuk on it. Like, usually the Panthers are the ones laying those types of hits. But, bro, that was just a scumbag play by Brandon Hagel.
All right, let's get headlines here from Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Do you think it'll be gloves off as soon as the puck drops tomorrow in Sunrise, Hawk? Like, does that?
No.
No? What?
No. I just think there's too much at stake. First of all, the Lightning, they cannot start the game with the Panthers on a power play. Mm-hmm. And the Panthers, I don't think they can pass up the opportunity to just put it to Tampa. I almost think you, like, obviously something's going to happen and it's going to get chippy. But, man, you got to jump out to a lead and just kind of be done with this team, like take the life out of them. So I don't.
No.
Which obviously means it'll be gloves off at the drop.
Look, I think we're on the same page. After you beat a team, you whoop them game one. Game two, you beat them. You go in and get a comfortable lead, and then everybody looks down the bench and kind of winks at each other.
Yes. Like, okay, we padded it a little bit here. Now.
Yes.
That's the way I would approach it.
There will be gloves off in this game. I don't think it's off the opening puck drop.
Yesterday, the Dolphins, 13th overall selection, they took the top 10 shot put thrower in Maryville High School, Indiana history. That, of course, defensive tackle Kenneth Grant with a 13th overall selection.
All right.
Your newest
Miami
Dolphins.
Everything I asked for months now. Deep belly button.
Yep.
Maybe stress eats a little bit, enjoys fried food. It's everything I want.
Wasn't on the offensive line, wasn't a cornerback, but the Dolphins addressed a big hole on the defensive line. Zach Sealer gets his running mate now. One of you said earlier, it feels like they drafted another Christian Wilkins.
Yeah. High energy. The first play they showed when he got drafted was him running a running back down 30 yards down the field at 3:30.
Yeah.
How great was that?
Yeah, like I really think this is another Christian Wilkins.
The big surprise of the draft, Cam goes one. By the way, Cam Ward, pretty cool moment just now. Warren Moon showed up to his introductory press conference in Tennessee, handed him his number one jersey. Warren Moon's number one was retired in Tennessee, but he's giving him the nod of approval to wear number one.
Warren Moon said, "You can unretire my number for Cam Ward."
That's cool. This is how it's supposed to be done. New head coach, new GM, new quarterback. This is a reset, and you should reset when you have the first pick of the draft.
You like that, though? Cam's going to wear a number that's been retired?
If it was me, I would say no thank you. Give me number three or something, because, man, that comes with a lot of pressure. Warren Moon is a legend. Like, man, that comes with a lot of pressure.
I'm on the other side of this. This jersey number retired, like retire the jersey, put it in the, you know, put it on the Ring of Honor, but no one can wear this number again. I wear the damn number. It's a number. Numbers don't make players. Players make numbers.
Except 23, and I applaud Pat Riley for retiring Michael Jordan's jersey.
When did he play for the Heat?
I don't know, because what happens if Cam Ward ends up being a legend? They're going to have two retired numbers, number ones. You know what I mean? Like, it just seems weird to me. It's a bizarre. You can't have two numbers retired. Well, it's the same number.
Even the opposite. What if he stinks and they unretired Warren Moon's number and the guy stunk?
Either side, the number doesn't mean anything. It's the name on the name patch. Moon means something. Eh. Number one is on every team in every sport in the world. It's the name that means something. Who gives a damn? Warren Moon is on the Ring of Honor. Cam Ward's on the Ring of Honor. If we get a linebacker and he asks for 54 and Zach Thomas says you can wear 54, it's going to say Zach Thomas Hall of Famer and William Krzyzewski Hall of Famer. It doesn't matter. It's the
name. Someone comes in and asks for Zach Thomas's 54, I will go to the facility and fight them.
It's your name. A number doesn't make anybody.
Yeah, well, what's next, though? Play it out. Now someone comes in, they want your name.
What?
That's right. Yeah. It starts with the number, then they want your name. Mm-hmm. Now we've got identity theft, and I don't know where my bank accounts are.
So we just signed KJ Britt. He balls out this year and changes his name to Zach Thomas.
Well, that's obviously the progression. So now are you so confident in your take?
I should have named myself Junior Seau. Maybe I'd have played better.
That would actually be the funniest thing if Tua legally changed his name to Dan Marino.
Right? First of all, think of all the endorsements. Oh, we can't afford Dan Marino to endorse our product. No, this Dan Marino, you can. And then you're going to have people complaining about Dan Marino. Oh, they got to get rid of this Dan Marino. It's enough already. Oh, really? Well, I guess you don't really understand Dolphins football.
Hawk.
I think it's brilliant.
Hawk, have another baby. Name him Michael Jordan.
No, a current Dolphin quarterback, though, changing his name to Dan Marino.
I don't know if that's going to work.
I think it'd be funny as hell.
Could do it in our industry, too. Imagine, Hawk, if you change your name to Dan Marino. And legally, this show would have to change.
Well, that happens all over radio. Marino and Crowder. Radio is replete with stupid names of them, like the people. When I took over 790 The Ticket, and Joe Rose was, you know, the big stud at, you know, still doing mornings here, but like he was the big stud in local radio. I made a case. I think I got turned down by Dennis Collins, but I wanted to name our traffic reporter Rose Joe, because it was a woman. But like, you can name anybody anything and I thought it'd be funny if we started calling her Rose Joe. And I got rejected on that.
Could I change my name to something that makes our show more successful down here?
Change your name to an unpronounceable symbol like Prince.
But then it'd be the Hawking show.
Exactly. It kind of already is.
Like, if it was Hawking Thomas or Hawking Taylor or Hawking Marino, would it
has
be
to be
successful?
One name. Hawking Maradona.
That would be funny.
Hawking Messi. The Hawking Messi show.
The Hawking Messi show.
I mean,
but it's not messy with an I. It's like messy, you know.
Right,
the messy
why?
Messy.
Yeah. And I'll change my name to Lionel. Lionel and Messi. Afternoons, 560 QAM.
We're working now, baby. We work.
We
this
will week. Clean up.
Look out, 940.
We're coming for you.
The Jags traded up to number 2. They took Travis Hunter That was the big surprise of the draft. So Jacksonville gets their star, Travis Hunter.
Yeah. Freddie Taylor was happy last night.
Jacked up. Fred knew before us. I don't know who he knows in Jacksonville.
I saw on the Pivot social media, he's like, I'm hearing some things.
Yeah, yeah. But it's good. He's from down here. He's from Riviera Beach. Like, it's a – and to go get him.
Will they play him both ways, though? Can that work in the NFL?
He can't play every snap. He's a All-American cornerback. I think he can be an All-Pro corner. I think he can be a extremely good receiver, but – he's not a great receiver. He was playing against garbage corners in the Big 12, but he could be a Hall of Fame type quarterback with what I saw in college.
So you give him a couple routes here and there to run so he can say plays two ways, but he's not doing every down.
What Charles Woodson did, what Champ Bailey did, what Antonio Cromartie did, what those guys did, they would play packages.
I think Deion did it a couple times. Didn't Deion have some offensive packages?
Yeah, but he's playing 70 snaps on defense and 11 on offense. That's right. What Travis Hunter's going to do with Jaguars.
He said that if I can't play wide receiver, I don't want to play. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, knowing that, traded up for him. I think he's going to play as many snaps on both sides of the ball as possible because he wants to, at least for the first couple seasons in the NFL. Because they willingly, knowingly traded up for him after he said that.
Solana, but they already have a Pro Bowl receiver in what's his name? Brian Robinson from South Carolina.
Yeah, now you have two.
No.
Right, but now what are you going to do? You're going to use this guy as a decoy and tire him out so that when he's out on defense, like.
Or maybe he's that good, which is why he went second overall, you know?
Solana, he plays every defensive snap and they put him in on third down in the slot and let him work a safety or linebacker. He's going to, but you just said it. He didn't say I have to start at receiver. I want to play receiver. We're going to play your receiver 12 plays a game, 13 plays a game. You're going to be our starting corner, though.
Duval.
Duval.
I dare you to find that, Solana. You have no idea what his name is.
no idea what his name is, but I never uploaded the sound. I had the video that day because it was so creepy. Yeah.
His name's Liam. I think Liam something.
Is it? I don't think so.
Something Liam, yeah.
The Panthers play tomorrow at 1. The Heat play tomorrow at 1. Inter Miami did lose yesterday 2-0. They'll play second leg.
Liam Cohen.
Yeah.
Liam Cohen.
No, Liam Cohen.
I talked to Fred for 7 hours.
You said
yesterday.
William Cohen, right?
No, Liam Cohen.
Cone of ice?
Cone of ice.
Liam Cohen of ice. It all comes back together.
Duval.
Duval.
I can't believe
that's my safe word with my wife, but I have to say it that way.
And you say it because she's safe.
Oh, listen, she's got no worries.
Duval, 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 Duval.
Duval. Somebody texts in, I hate this show. I'm now on my way to 7-Eleven to try this damn pina colada.
The white one. It's delicious.
Dolphins pick in the second and third round tonight. Starts at 7, pick number 48 in the second, pick number 98 in the third, unless, of course, they trade up for somebody or back.
All right.
Corner, offensive lineman, my guess.
That would be my guess as well.
Or Shedeur Sanders.
I'm going to tell you, if it's an offensive player and not an offensive lineman, I'm going to be annoyed in second or third round.
Because we have Achan. We just spent the third round pick on what's the running back out of Tennessee.
We are in desperate need of defensive help or offensive line help.
Yeah. And they better – I don't want them to pick a quarterback in the ninth round.
No, not at all.
Don't get a quarterback.
Jalen Wright, Madison, Achane, and Ingold are your players
you
in the backfield.
Jalen Wright, that's what it was. So you spent a third rounder last year on a running back. You can't go running back again.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy tonight. The lows will be in the 70s. That is your weather.
All right. We'll take a quick break. I'll give you some of the draft grades from national media regarding the Miami Dolphins. We'll do that in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Flan, 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 flan.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, I'll give you some letter grades that were written about the Dolphins pick here, Crowder. Mm-hmm. And I said at the beginning of the show, you know, I think it's kind of like a B. Everyone seems to be in agreement. Like, it's not an earth-shattering A. It's not a disappointing C or D. It's like a good pick, which is kind of what you want. You wanted a good pick.
Yeah, and no, it's not never going to be life-shattering or just city-fulfilling with a defensive tackle. It's a defensive tackle.
So Yahoo Sports gives the Dolphins a B-. Kenneth Grant is a big athletic nose tackle who will immediately help the Dolphins get more physical against the run. Grant has some pass rush upside that's unusual for a 330-pound defensive tackle. But Miami's offensive tackle situation is in such a tough spot, it might have been a bit more prudent to draft an offensive tackle here. So Yahoo Sports is saying, hey, this is a good D tackle, but we'll give you a B- because maybe you had a bigger hole that you had to fill in this draft, and you could have done that in round one.
Yeah, but look, I'm trying to look them up now. I don't even know the damn names, but... These tackles that were taken early, I don't think those would have been A's either. It was
correct.
It's a fat guy. Like, a B is good. Any fat guy is going to get a B.
CBSSports.com gives the Dolphins a B+. Dolphins had to get an interior defensive lineman, and Grant fits in perfectly. He's a big power player who can line up next to Zach Sealer. I like this pick for a team desperate for defensive line help. The Athletic.
Will Campbell, Armand Mambu, Kelvin Banks. Is any of these people moving you? They're lying.
You would have had the same reaction, I think.
Same reaction.
The Athletic gives the Dolphins a B. This was a little earlier than expected for Grant, whom we had rated number 25 in this class. Grant is stout and solid, though. He can take up blockers in the Dolphins' 3-4 defense. He's the perfect defensive tackle to play over the center or between the A-gap and occupy double teams. As his frame suggests, Grant is massive, yet he's still quicker than most men his size. Playing alongside Graham at Michigan, Grant compiled a combined 11.5 tackles for loss and 6.5 sacks plus 11 passes defensed over the last 2 years. He also has a wide wingspan.
Wow. It's a chance that he's the best defensive tackle on our team. It's a chance that he makes Zach Sealer not look as good as him. He's a
NFL
very good player.
NFL.com gives the Dolphins a B-. Grant could grow to become a powerful tackle in the Dexter Lawrence mold. He possesses good feet for his size. He'll need to play with a lower pad level against NFL interior linemen, though, and must show the ability to affect the passer to be more than a two-down tackle. It's not clear to me that Grant was the top tackle on the board at number 13 with Derek Harmon still available. It's also worth noting that Jahdae Barron could have filled a pressing need in the secondary for the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
And we had talked about that maybe they were going to take a cornerback, but they didn't. Couple of C grades. USA Today gave the Dolphins a C. A magnet for double teams and a force against the run, the 6'4", 331-pounder will certainly make his presence felt for a Dolphins team needing to create more of a pass, a push up front. But Grant still has substantial work to do to harness his considerable athleticism in pass rushing scenarios, and he might never be a prolific playmaker in the backfield. That makes this pick a little rich in a class that's long on interior defenders who can hold the point of attack.
Well, that's on Chris Greer, too, because there's other, you know, could you find a D tackle after the O-lineman, after the corner? That's on Chris. That's 100% on the GM. You have needs to fill. Was there a better corner on the board than granite tackle. Like, and we don't know. You're not going to know the proof's in the pudding, but that's on Chris Greer to figure out.
And FoxSports.com gave the Dolphins a C-. The injury to Tua Tagovailoa was obviously the biggest factor in Miami's disappointing 8-9 season, but don't overlook the loss of defensive tackle Christian Wilkins to the Raiders in free agency. This club needed girth and power inside, and few in this class provide that more than Grant, a burly intimidator in the middle. Grant is unique in that along with his bulk, he's also a very smart defender, getting his hands up to knock down passes and kicks. That said, while the position was clearly one of need for Miami, I didn't see Grant as worthy of a top 20 selection and question the value of this pick. That's Fox Sports, C minus.
Yeah. Fat boys, it's always in retrospect. Yeah. To be honest. Yeah.
There you go. Some grades from, well, they, you know, again, you're not getting a game changer. I mean, there's a couple through, you know, through the years where a lineman is considered a game changer. Not at 13.
Oh, the best defensive tackle, in my opinion, in the game is Quentin Williams from the Jets. Just last year, 37 total tackles, 6 sacks. Like it's the destruction that they make in the middle. It's not numbers. You're never going to leave a game with Kenneth Grant having 11 tackles, 3 for loss and 2 sacks. It's not what tackles do. The best guys in the game have a sack every 3 games and they make a bunch of, you know, they make what is 37, 6, 17 and making 3 tackles a game, but they're destroying the interior of the line.
You have too many holes to fill to come away from day one saying, wow, what a great draft. We'll revisit Monday. And if you got 3 or 4 starters, then you kind of tip your cap, or you feel like you got it, tip your cap to Chris Greer. And if you didn't, then you can feel badly or celebrate whatever the hell you want to do. But one pick.
If Kenneth Grant doesn't start,
then it's an F.
I'm going to send a very strongly worded email to Chris Greer.
But what if it's like last year, Chop Robinson? We all felt the same way, and he didn't start until Jalen Phillips got hurt. But then he ended up being really good, you know?
Just in that interior, man, you're 330. Like, go in there and wrestle.
Take up space and move forward.
These are just bulls batting each other in the head. Like, if you can't do that, that's ridiculous.
Somebody texts in, I went and stopped at the 7-Eleven, grabbed me a pina colada Slurpee. Hawk, it tastes good, but sorry, not even close to the Coke or cherry.
Coke.
Yeah, that's probably what the truth is. The truth is, I think it's cutesy. The pina colada. It's like, oh, I'm here at 7-Eleven. I'm going to get cutesy. Don't get cutesy. You stop at 7-Eleven. You get a cherry Slurpee. You get some handicap fries. And don't get cutesy. You don't need to do a toasted cherry pie and a pina colada Slurpee. Sometimes you stick to the basics. It's like building a strong line. Sometimes you stick to the basics. Mm-mm. You get the cherry Slurpee. You get the handicap fries. You'll never be disappointed.
I'm more of a sour Skittle, Sutter Home Chardonnay guy at the gas station.
I mean, that is the worst combination I have ever heard in my life. You're drinking Sutter Home out of a 7-Eleven.
Sutter Home, yeah, 4-pack. Sutter Home, 4-pack, sour Skittles.
Who are you?
Maybe a glizzy if I'm hungry.
Jimmy, when's the last time you've picked up Sutter Home at the 7-Eleven?
What's that?
Yeah, I had a feeling.
Dude, you played in the NFL, man. You played in the NFL. You're drinking Sutter Home?
Right. Like, go to the wine store, get something nice. Who pairs wine with Skittles? Ned the Wino from Good Dimes.
Now, I've seen a drug addict or two walk out with the same thing I had.
What up, baby? You like the Sutter Homes too? Yeah, bro. Chardonnay. Right,
4 o'clock hour is coming up. We'll give away some Marlins tickets. We'll get you some headlines. Chris Whittingham's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour as well, so don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Come on!
Hawk and Crowder.